Well, we promised you we're going to chat with our Phillips Cross Country athletes and take a time out of our morning here to salute all their hard work this year. And we've got the boys and the girls teams both qualifying for state this year. And we'll talk with all of them, including the alternates, in just a moment here. But we have Coach Olson with us first of all. Coach Olson, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel.
Hey, how we doing? How we doing down there in Phillips?
We're doing pretty good. Kind of a foggy morning out there, but it's going to clear off and be a good day for running, I think, a little later on.
Yeah, things are looking good. It's a great year for the Phillips Cross Country team, getting both the boys and the girls teams off to state this year. And I think when the year started, Coach, I think you probably knew you had the potential for this, definitely with the boys and the girls bouncing back and making it back to state, right?
For sure. I mean, we had some high expectations for ourselves, and the kids set some pretty high goals, and they worked hard throughout the season. And I mean, they attained most of them, and this was the last, you know, thing we needed to attain. And now we just need to go down there and have a good day.
Yeah. All right. Wisconsin Rapids on Saturday. And I know that the season always provides a few interesting bumps along the way. What did you have to work through this year with your kids? Any bumps along the road that you had to battle through?
Oh, you know, I think we had a little bit of an injury bug early on that kind of affected some kids. And then we had some colds and some sicknesses that always come along with the school year starting. And then I managed to avoid that most of the fall. And yeah, a few days ago, I had a little tickle in my throat, and I ended up getting a sore throat myself. So I couldn't even escape it either. But right, that's the way it goes. But you just keep, you drive through all that, and you just do the best you can. And that's kind of what all the kids have done.
All right. Well, let's go around the room and get a brief visit with all of our boys team members there, first of all. And I think we'll go right down the list, I think, that we have here. I believe we're going to start with Travis. Is that right?
Yep.
All right, Travis, how you doing?
Good.
Freshman coming into cross country. Yep. How did the season treat you? Was it what you thought it would be, or was it a lot different?
In the beginning of the season, I came in with the expectations, but I proved myself wrong, and I got some pretty good times on my races.
Yeah, you, in fact, Coach told me that you like that night race, huh? That one treated you pretty good?
Yeah, I got a PR on the night race.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I've missed breaking it by 2 seconds twice now.
All right, very cool. Sounds like you're a hard worker, and you just love being part of the team there, Travis.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a fun group for me.
Fantastic. And off to state you go. All right. What's your biggest memory of the year? Is that that night race for you, Travis?
Biggest memory of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah, very well could be. Probably the night race, yeah.
The night race? Okay, very good. All right. We're doing our, for all of our athletes, we're asking you, first of all, what is your favorite Halloween candy, your favorite Halloween treat, Travis?
Probably Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Okay. So for each one of our runners, we're going to spin the wheel of mistreatment, and we're going to tell you what you're really going to get. So here we go. This wheel is spinning. And Travis, instead of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, you're going to get a small bag of pretzels instead. All right. You all right with that?
Okay. I don't know.
It's not chocolate.
What type of pretzels?
They're just plain pretzels, maybe a little bit of salt on them. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, you're all right. All right, Travis, good luck to you down at state. Let's get over to Chase Schmidt. How you doing, Chase?
Good.
All right, also an alternate for the team this year. Talk about your freshman year, what it was like coming in to the big varsity team here.
I don't know. Well, I had pretty good hopes of that I was going to do decent this year. Turned out that I did do good.
Coach said you were like right there pushing everybody and making them be better because you were pushing everybody, it sounded like, and getting better, right?
Yeah.
All right, talk about that conference meet because you did something special, I understand there.
Yeah. Well, I was in the JV race, even I didn't have anybody to really run with, and I still surprised myself with a big PR.
Yeah, by 32 seconds. When you were running that race, did you know that you were doing that, or did it surprise you at the end?
My time surprised me. But
yeah. What do you? So, That's you ran that at the Shawamigan course, of course. So you're looking forward to big things, I'm sure, next year and being even a bigger part of the team, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, Chase, what's your best memory from the year as you look back at your freshman year?
Probably, I mean, that my conference race was pretty good memory. But
pretty good.
Otherwise, huh? Probably having the team make it to state.
Yeah, pretty cool. All right, Chase, what is your favorite Halloween candy, Chase?
Ooh. I'll just probably go with Skittles.
Skittles? All right, that's good. All right, let's spin the wheel of mistreatment here and see what you're really going to get. The wheel says that Chase Schmidt is going to get a box of Jawbreakers. Oh, those are...
That's not that bad.
That's not that bad? All right. Kids still eat Jawbreakers? You guys still... Is that still a thing? Yeah? Kind of? All right. All right, Chase. Good luck to you down at State. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to Josh Edwards here. Sophomore. How you doing, Josh?
Good. How are you, Bill?
Hey, very good. This will be your second trip down to state in as many years on varsity. So how did your year go for you? Stay healthy? Good year for you?
Yeah, I'd say I had a pretty good year. I had a few rough races earlier in the season, but as the season went on, I was able to get a few good races and a nice PR. So
yeah, all-conference honorable mention. What about the race there in Phillips? You guys, as sectionals, you're becoming pretty familiar with that course. What did you think of the day this past Saturday?
It's always nice to have a home race this late in the season, especially having it to be sectionals. It's a tough course, but, you know, luckily we were able to make it, and it's always fun. So
yeah, so down to Rapids. You know the course now. You ran it once already. What do you think of that course down there?
It's tough, but it's going to be fun. We're going to race some really good competition, and hopefully we can represent Phillips well.
Yeah, and right there, and hoping to bring a trophy home, right? Is that the team goal?
For sure.
Yeah. Yep. Awesome. Favorite memory, best memory from this year, Josh? What would you say as you look back?
I would say probably the night race when we beat Prentice Rib Lake and beat some other good teams down there. So.
Yeah. Very cool. All right, Halloween. What's your number one candy there, Josh?
I'm going to go with a Kit Kat.
Kit Kat, I love that too. All right, let's get the Wheel of Mistreatment spinning here and see what you're actually going to get. The Halloween gods say that you're going to get a popcorn ball. It may be a little outdated, maybe a little stale, but it is a popcorn ball. So, all right.
I'm sure there's worse things I could get.
That's right, Josh. Oh, there's worse coming, believe me. All right, Josh. Good talking to you. Good to see you. Let's get Finn in here. Finn McArdle, who is a sophomore. Finn, how we doing there?
Pretty good. You?
Good. So talk about that sectional race down there and how you feel coming out of that, Finn.
I feel pretty good. I feel like I ran pretty well. I kind of shocked myself there and hope that I can do that at state. And yeah.
Yeah. So you were an alternate last year and you'll be running this year. So you have seen the course before. Do you plan mentally differently depending on what course you're running, or are you just getting ready to run?
I don't know. I just kind of run.
That's a good philosophy to have. Just kind of run. Yeah. Memory from this year, Finn. Well, what's your top memory?
Night race. That was fun.
The night race was pretty cool. All right. All right. Very good. Candy, Finn. What are you doing for Halloween? What's your number one candy for Halloween, Finn?
Starburst.
Starburst, really? Okay, let's spin the wheel of mistreatment here and see what we got here for you. Looks like we got those hard candy mints that Grandma has in the dish out on the counter out there. So you're going to get a little bag of those. Well, that's not bad, right?
Not bad, yeah.
Could be worse. All right, Finn. Thank you, Finn. Nick, let's get Nick in here. Nick Pesco. How you doing, Nick?
Good. How about you?
All right. We're talking with the Phillips Cross Country team, who has qualified for state running this Saturday. Kind of been up there, kind of the number two runner of the year. So, so talk about your sophomore year, Nick. Was it a strong year for you?
It was. I would say it was a strong year. I definitely improved from last year, and I'm excited to go run to state.
Yeah, second team All-Conference is what you were able to attain. So as you head down to Wisconsin Rapids, what's the mindset going into there as an individual and as a team too?
For individual, I think it's just to go down there and have a good race and just to do my part and hope that the rest of my team does their part and I trust them to be able to do what they need to do so we can go down there and win.
All right. Cross country is a pretty hard sport to train for, isn't it? You guys work pretty hard. Tell us some of the hardest moments of training during the year. What's that for you, Nick?
Definitely, like when we're doing workouts, like the last couple of reps when you're just tired and you want to quit, but you know you have to keep going. Just having the mindset of being like, I got to just finish this is definitely tough.
Yeah, and that's where the team comes in, right? The team concept, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Nick. Your memory, top memory from this year, Nick, what would you say?
Running at the night race because that's where I ran my PR.
Night race. I think we need to set up more night races. It sounds like everybody liked that. That's pretty cool. Nick, Halloween candy. What's your number one Halloween candy, Nick?
I definitely like popcorn balls.
You do like popcorn balls. Well, good thing you feel insulted that we put that on the Wheel of Mistreatment. Here we go. So let's spin the wheel and see what you're going to get. It's not going to be a popcorn ball. It's going to be pixie sticks. Oh, that's kind of that. You know what pixie sticks are?
Yeah.
Yeah, that powdery stuff. Yeah, that's still all right. It's still sugary. Nick, congrats on a great year. Good luck to you at State.
Thank you.
We have Spencer Henney with us. Spencer is a senior. How you doing, Spencer?
Pretty good.
All right. You're a wily veteran of this squad here, running in your third straight meet. Can you believe it's coming to an end here as a senior?
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes pretty fast. And we're looking to go out with a bang, right, Spencer?
Yes.
Yeah, so this must have been a special year for you, not only being a senior, but having your team be one of the top teams in the state. Was it a little special for you this year?
Yeah, with the competition and the team, it was good for each other.
Yeah. Talk about your year. What comes to mind as a top memory for you this season, Spencer?
I like the night race, too.
Man, that night race. Where was the night race again? What city was that in?
Marshfield.
In Marshfield, okay. All right, I like the night run. And as a senior, this is you've been down there three times already, is that right? Or twice.
Yeah.
This is your third time.
I ran twice and was an alternate once.
Sure. So what's that course like? What are you looking at for that course in Rapids?
You got to attack the hills and use the downhills to your advantage.
All right. So attack the hills. You mean you're like a spelunk? I mean, what do you mean by attack the hills?
Just go as fast as you can.
Climb it like you mean it, like you own it, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Spencer. What's your favorite Halloween candy, Spencer?
Twix.
Twix. I like that. All right, let's spin the Wheel of Mistreatment here to see what Spencer's going to get. Looks like we got an apple for you. That's not all bad. I mean, it's good, nutritious, but it's not chocolate. The dreaded apple. Yeah. All right, Spencer. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it very much. Evan Johnson, who is a senior also. How you doing, Evan?
I'm great, Joel. How are you?
All right. You've been right there in the top five all year. Your second state meet. So talk about your senior year. You made all conference.
Conference. That was a big highlight of it. Came into summer training injured, had to fight through that, but able to make out of it with a lot less training, do a lot better still, and just seeing that improvement through everything is really just all I needed.
Yes. So when you have that injury early, does that just kind of put you in catch-up mode for a lot of the year, or what does it do for your season?
Honestly, not really, because you already know what you're capable of going into it, and okay, you know that if you still work, you're still going to improve.
All right, and you're 100%, your peak where you need to be right now?
Exactly.
All right, what about that rivalry with Rib Lake Prentice? Not only locally, but now you go to state, and Rib Lake Prentice, Marathon, there will be others there too. That's kind of unique to have some runners right in your own backyard that you'll be battling for a state title, right?
I mean, it's definitely fun, and we know what we're capable of. We've raced them at small meets, big meets, and we know what we need to do.
All right. Fantastic. What's your top memory from this year or your running career there, Evan?
Ooh, top memory this year? That's tough. Probably teaching Logie everything he needs to know.
We'll get Logan's side of that here in just a second. All right, so Evan, what's your number one Halloween candy there, Evan?
Probably Reese's Pieces or the Lifesaver gummies.
Oh, Reese's Pieces. Yeah, I forgot about those. The Wheel of Mistreatment. Here we go. Let's see what your Wheel of Mistreatment is going to get you. Looks like, hot tamales. Those are
gross.
I know, exactly. I'm right with you there. Sorry about that. Have a great time down there, Evan. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Let's get Logan in here. Logan Sokolowski, who is the stand-up comedian of the group. Is that right, Logan?
Hello. Yep, that's me.
That's me. You are a senior also. And consistently in the top five all year, had some all-conference honors, second team. So what about that sectional on Saturday? 1 point short behind Rib Lake Prentice, but what was it like running on Saturday there at your home course?
Just like Josh said, it was good to have the home court, or good to have the sectional course at home, kind of like with our advantage. And it is a tough course. My race went okay. It could have went better, but it could have went a lot worse. So I'm happy with our race, and I'm happy that we were able to get in that top two to qualify for state.
Yeah, exactly. And what's a memory for you, maybe from this year or your whole running career, Logan, that really stands out for you?
I got to just say probably the night races, be just like everyone else on the past. The night race every year is just so fun. The atmosphere is amazing. It's so fast, and we've been able to win that one a few years in a row. So I got to say the night race.
What is it about the night race that's so special? Just a different atmosphere, or what is it?
Yeah, I'd say probably a different atmosphere. Running at night's cool, and it is a fast course, like I said. So there's some PRs being able to be given out there. So
yeah,
that's why I like the night race.
All right, Logan, third state meet, quite an accomplishment for you. Logan, what's your number one Halloween treat? What are you going to be taking down here?
I'm going to say Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch. Like all right. I don't think that's on the Wheel of Mistreatment. Let's see what we got here. Logan, you're going to get a bag of circus peanuts. Okay.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, you like those, huh? See, I did too. The first two are always good, and then after that, it's like, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Logan, congrats on a great career. Thanks for joining us.
Yep.
And
Joel, real quick.
Yeah.
We got, in addition to being quite the comedian, Logan loves trivia.
Okay.
He's always loved trivia. If you recall from last year, you know, we lined some dates up, and he had to kind of put them in the correct order.
Okay.
So we came up with some events here that kind of happened in the last couple, 3 weeks, or else they or else they're going to occur here in the next few days. So
okay.
So Logan, the question is for you here, buddy. name these four events as they occurred or will occur this year, 2025. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. The WIAA State Cross Country Meet.
Okay.
Brett Favre's birthday. Halloween. Or the WIAA Cross Country Sectional Meet.
Oh, boy. This is hard.
All right. Those are all pretty close together.
They are.
I think Brett Favre's birthday should be October 10th, so starting with that. And then second, I think, was the sectional meet, October 25th. And then third should be Halloween, October 31st, and state, November 1st.
All right. There you go. Right. Nice. It sounds,
underestimating me.
Sounds like it was a surprise to your team that you got that.
A little bit.
Well, you knew Brett Favre's birthday. I'll give you credit on that, Logan. All right. Thanks for joining us, Logan. Appreciate it. Gavin Esterholm. Let's get in here. Gavin, how you doing?
Real well.
Hey, we had a chance to chat with you on Saturday a little bit. You had a chance to set the course meet out there on your final meet on the home Phillips course, and that must have been a very special day for you out there Saturday.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice to bring the record back to someone in the community or even the area, because
previously it was held by a Grantsburg runner, which
we don't need that.
Yeah. When Coach and I had discussed that, I'm like, yeah, I want to go for that.
So you got the middle school and the high school record now out there on the course. Talk about the camaraderie of this team, Gavin. You've been the number one runner all year, but that's very important to the success of a team is what happens away from the running, right?
Yeah, it's good. We have became very good friends and, I mean, bonded well. Sometimes there's a little bit of, you know, beef and stuff that happens, but we get over it, and it's made for a good time, you know.
Well, it's your first team all-conference, the fourth time you have earned this award, so that's very special. Let's talk about an individual goal, first of all, for state. What are you looking at to wrap up your senior year here?
After last year, I just want to come through and feel good about my race after the fact and finish well, if that's, you know, in the top five or winning it, whatever that may be, it'd be really nice. And then to have the team, you know, following behind, that would be really awesome.
And this must have been a very special year to have your team rated as one of the top two or three teams in the state. When you go to meets, people kind of know that. It must have kind of been a special feel for you this year.
Yeah, it's been building since my freshman year, and I'm very happy to see how it's turned out this year.
Yeah, what a great way to wind down the career. What's your greatest memory of your running career, would you say, Kevin?
Well,
a lot of them.
last weekend after sectionals, we had a little get together, and every year after sectionals, we go and get the coaches' houses with toilet paper. And I wrapped Coach O's power pole and fire number up pretty well. And then I left before everybody else did, and I drove my car and ended up right in his front lawn. That was pretty funny. The whole team was looking at me like I was crazy, and I was just laughing. Then Logie got in and we left.
All right. Sounds like a great time. Those are the memories you take with you for the rest of your life, no doubt. All right, Gavin, what's your number one Halloween candy?
I've said it before, but the Reese's pumpkins.
The Reese's pumpkins. Okay, let's spin the wheel of misfortune and see what we're going to get for you here. It looks like we got a can of tuna that somebody they ran out of candy, I guess, and you just get a can of tuna.
Yeah,
Gavin.
Yeah, I've gotten sardines before, but never tuna.
All right, there you go. Appropriate then. Thing. Gavin, congrats on a great career. Congrats to you and the boys, okay?
Thank you.
All right, and Coach Olson, just a final wrap-up on the boys' side, and then we're going to come back and talk girls. But this is a very special team this year. What a special year having Riblake Prentice, yourself, Marathon, all from the same conference, 1, 2, 3 in the state. This is going to be a historic battle for a trophy on Saturday.
It's not going to be easy, that's for sure. And you pretty much said it, and that's how I've been describing it with these boys, is that it's going to be a battle. I mean, we're going to have to fight for every single place. Nobody's going to hand us either of those trophies. Whatever happens, we're going to have to fight and get one of those things, because we saw it at the conference meet. The top three teams in the state on the boys' side finishing within 5 points of each other. So everybody wants it, and everybody's going to give everybody else their best shot. And, you just got to go out there and fight.
Yeah. Talk about who helps you out there coaching-wise, because I don't want to forget that today. So talk about that a little bit.
Well, assistant coach is Kirsten Gabe. We've been coaching together since 2017. And this is our 10th and 11th squads that we've taken to state together, so that's kind of a special thing. And then Kirsten's husband Nick is the head middle school coach, and the assistant middle school coach is Emily Nearson, and they just keep bringing up those middle school runners and feeding them to the high school program, and things are just kind of going in the right direction right now, and couldn't be more pleased with what they're doing.
Yeah, I heard rumors you've got some pretty good middle schoolers coming in there too. So, before we get to the girls, I want to get your number one Halloween candy, Coach, before we get into the girls here.
Oh, my number one Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. The kids will probably tell you it's watered down Gatorade, but I'll go with Reese's peanut butter cups.
All right, let's spin the wheel of mistreatment here and see what Coach Olson's actually going to get. Oh, looks like Oh, you got the same one that Coach Regeer got yesterday, and that is a solid milk chocolate trophy. And I'm not sure what the color is yet on it, but there's a state tournament trophy made out of solid milk chocolate that's in your future. I got that. All right. How about that?
I like that.
I like
it. It sounds good.
All right. We'll see what color it is this Saturday.